Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind. It is hump day on April the 10th. I'm telling you, we're flying through 2019. If you're not making moves on your business, you're missing out. Anyways, a couple quick announcements. My daily email just went out, or my 3 times per week email just went out. There is an Instagram live going on today at 10 a.m. Eastern. If you're watching this in time, check it out. I just had a podcast, my newest podcast episode number 26 went live with Jeff Tippett, and he's going to come on my IG live as well. So if you check that out and you like Jeff, which I think you will, then make sure to check out the episode. The episode was really good. Jeff is an exciting, entertaining, energetic person, which I am not really. I don't know if you can tell from the videos and the podcasts, you know, I'm not the most rah-rah person in the world, but Jeff is one of those guys that is in such a positive way that it brings you up to his level, which is really cool. And what Jeff specializes in now is using persuasion tactics, and don't take that in the kind of mischievous and scheming way, but he helps companies implement positive persuasion tactics to improve their sales, improve their company effectiveness, productivity, and things like that. So really cool. And you can tell he's also a public speaker. He travels the world helping companies and speaking. And you can just tell that he knows what he's talking about, because from a 40-minute podcast conversation where I couldn't even see the guy, he was bringing my energy levels up to his level, just the way he was talking, how passionate he is about the topic. And there was so much good value that came from that episode. So I highly recommend checking out episode 26 of the SG podcast. It'll be live now. You can go on solopreneurgrind.com/podcast to find it there. And I wanted to talk about the key takeaway I got from the episode and from Jeff. Now, I don't want to do a disservice to Jeff, because I re-listened to the episode. I usually re-listen to every episode, because sometimes when I'm interviewing and while we're recording, you're kind of focused on thinking and listening and asking, you know, what question to ask next. So you don't fully, I want to say, envelop or fully appreciate or fully consume the content like you would just a natural listener. So I like to go back and listen to all of them, not only to hear how I'm doing as an interviewer and a podcaster, but because I learn from all of my guests. I almost think it's unfair that I just get to have these awesome conversations with all these cool people and glean all this free information from them. But, you know, there's obviously trade-offs there, and everyone's winning from conversations like that. So the one thing that really stood out to me, I wrote about it in my email this morning, is Jeff's approach for how he got started was a little bit different. So now, I've interviewed over 30 people now, 26 episodes are live, and you start to see patterns, right? You start to see themes and patterns popping up. And then every once in a while, you'll get a guest, and all guests are unique in their own right, but there will be a key lesson or a key principle that sticks out a little bit more. You know, for example, themes like work really hard, put in the time, find your niche. Like, those are somewhat common, I would say. I haven't met someone who hasn't worked hard that is successful. With Jeff, something that stuck out to me that I hadn't really talked about or thought about much lately, which was helpful to implement for Solopreneur Grind and my own firm as well, is he started out by strictly just looking for where he could add a ton of value for free. So he was still working at a company, wasn't sure about his next move, and just started adding value or creating value for other people, and continued to do that even when he started up his business. So that meant that not every piece of work he was doing was, oh, hold on, sign this contract, send me money first. And we go into detail on how he landed Airbnb as a client within the first year of starting his company, which is insane. And this is not like 6 months in Airbnb. This is established Airbnb that he landed as a client. And I'm not going to go into the whole story, because episode 26, Solopreneur Grind podcast, if you want to check it out, but just as a little takeaway that's what kind of these daily vlogs are for, is kind of something daily that you can implement, is the importance of just adding value to your audience. Because, I mean, it'll feel good, you'll learn a lot, and you never know what can come from it. So what it, you know, the really, really short story is Jeff found a way to create some, like, had an opportunity to create some value for Airbnb, over-delivered, and they were like, whoa, we need to hire this guy, and they did. So I highly recommend checking out the episode because Jeff goes into much more detail, explains it much better than I could. And you'll see that over the span of his career, that's a bit of a theme, right? He doesn't overthink about, oh, let's get a contract signed. Let's wait till the money's in the bank. It's more of a, how can I help these people? Let me do it and good things will happen. And I think that's a really good way to kind of approach life, right? Definitely business. That's kind of the focus of this vlog is starting or growing your own business and learning from the stories of other people. But in life in general, good things happen to people who create goodwill and add value and help other people. So anyways, with that being said, episode 26, you can find it at solopreneurgrind.com/podcast. If you want to never miss any of these updates, just join the email list because every time a new episode comes out, I send the link, I send a description, I send a key takeaway, just like I'm doing right now, solopreneurgrind.com/join, and you'll find the description below if you're watching on YouTube. You'll also find it in the description below if you're listening on the podcast. So anyways, hope there's a good takeaway in there for you. Make sure to check out the episode, and I will see you tomorrow morning.